You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Surfaces 2026, and I'm in the AHF space, and I'm with Brent Emore, the CEO, and Jennifer Zimmerman, the Chief Commercial Officer. How you guys doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Pleasure to be with you.
It's great. We're really excited to be here.
I got to tell you, wow, what a booth. I mean, I think it's 50 yards long, and it's got a great tagline. Catherine Delvecchio did a great job in your marketing department to pull this together. You have a lot to talk about. The tagline around the front is, America was built on our floors, and that's part of your core message, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, the team did a spectacular job led by Catherine. We really couldn't have asked for anything more. As you can see, we're showcasing our brands, our products, our innovations, and our newest acquisition of the HDPC plant in Cartersville, Georgia, something we're massively excited about, looking forward to a great 2026.
All right, so you're hitting on a few of the questions that I definitely Brent wanted to talk about. Should mention that as CEO, this is your second show here with this group, right?
Yeah, second show with AHF, first show as CEO. So excited to be in the new role and this booth being my first booth in that capacity.
Okay, so let's get into a couple of details. You know, one of them is the brands. I mean, the brands that you have here, let's go through them. I mean, I've got them right here, Armstrong, Bruce, Hartco, Crossful. And then you mentioned HDPC. That's what you're calling the Cartersville plant, right?
Yeah, that's correct. HDPC, high density polymer core, largely unveiled under the Armstrong flooring brand. You know, AHF has a wonderful portfolio of brands dating back 150 years. Very recognized by consumers that serve kind of a massive conversion ratio near 50%. So super excited to deploy that within our product categories and excited for what it can do for that portfolio in 2026.
So how was business in 2025?
Business was good. I won't say that I was overwhelmed by volume in the industry, but I was impressed through our focus. You know, you and I have talked about simplification through focus multiple times and the pillars that we brought to the organization. And those really served as productive backdrops for our growth, both top and bottom line. So super proud of the team. I think we carry that into 2026, and you'll see more energy through that simplification through focus this year.
Another thing you and I just talked about the other day is about attitude, right? I mean,
yes.
If you've got an attitude to grow, you're going to grow, right?
Yeah, we had a great text exchange about that. I have a deep admiration for the first paragraph of your article. I look at it as controlled optimism, right? At the end of the day, it's realistic. You're focused on what you can control and you're optimistic about your ability to execute. And I think AHF, the team that we have, the organization and the dedication, we take that energy to our business every day. And I am optimistic that we will have a solid 2026 through that lens.
So looking back on 2025, I mean, obviously this acquisition of this massive plant in Cartersville was one of the big highlights. What else do you like to talk about from last year?
Yeah, I mean, we had a number of things, right? We got back into the unfinished wood business in a tremendous way, right? We took new products and new innovations through our Crossville studios. We learned about simplification of our brand portfolio. We simplified our commercial organization from a sales structure, and we obviously invested in new capabilities from an asset point of view. We have considerable work that continues day in and day out, the productivity of our factories. So there's just a lot of really good, powerful momentum going on within the business that will continue to contribute the years to come.
So, you know, we're at Surfaces, which is a retail show, and you know, the people walking around here are retailers. Jennifer, tell us kind of what your focus is with retailers.
Yeah, so we're really invested deeply into the retail channel. The retailers are the heartbeat of the business and really important to us. So we're investing in products and our brands to bring those retailers products that are going to grow their business. So they're very important to us, and we are hyper-focused on making their businesses better.
So if I'm a retailer and I'm looking for brands to hitch up to, why should I pick yours?
Well, we're bringing Armstrong Flooring back for the first time since 2022. It hasn't been at retail, so we're launching our HDPC product into the Armstrong Flooring brand, and we've done a lot of research on Armstrong Flooring, and it still resonates very well with the consumers, and so this is one thing that the retailers should be asking for, how to get the Armstrong Flooring brand back in their business. And then we really focused this year on giving our brands, between Hartco and Bruce, different personalities, and our Robbins brand as well, different personalities that focus on different things so that that not everything looks the same, and the retailers can take on multiple brands from us and see differentiated product lines.
Now, is Made in the USA important to you?
Made in the USA is extremely important to us. We have 11 domestic plants, yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that's something that's very important to our retail customers, because they can get the product sooner. They can respond quickly to trends with domestic supply, less inventory, shorter lead times. I mean, the tariff situation, I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty that goes on every day. And so the domestic supply brings those retailers that sense of security that they need for their business.
So there's a lot of energy in this space. It goes off in many different directions. I know it's going to be a lot for you to cover it all, but just tell us a couple of highlights. What's new for 2026 for you?
Okay, so I already covered the HDPC product of the Armstrong flooring brand. Yeah. We're launching some products under Bruce with our solid wood and some engineered wood. One of the things we're excited about is Dundee Low Gloss. Dundee is the number one wood seller, and we're bringing it out in low gloss. And we're also doing a glue down for solid wood. And with that, we're launching our installation, maintenance, and accessories portfolio at a much bigger scale. So we're pairing our adhesive with the solid wood that we're gluing down. We've elevated the Harco brand to have more premium products. So we're unveiling the premium wood products here. Crossville, we've got some great products with our Feather Soft technology and our Feather Touch technology. So we're really excited about those products. And we've got a great array of products for the Robbins dealers. And of course, our engineered wood, we have a lab here that you can create your colors, your width, your length, your species, your finish. And so if anyone's looking for private label wood out of our Cambodia plant, we've got the ability to create that here.
Okay. You know, just 2 weeks ago, some of my crew came to Crossville to take a tour. Yeah. And, you know, it was the first porcelain plant built in the United States. And they were impressed. I mean, you've added robotics and continue to invest in what's going on in Crossville, Tennessee, right?
Yes, we are continuing to invest in Crossville, Tennessee. It's a really important asset for us with the porcelain business. And so we're investing in the innovation around the visual touch technology and designs. And so we're really excited about everything we're doing at Crossville and with the porcelain business.
So what's your outlook for 2026?
I'm optimistic. You know that. No, looking forward to it. Like I said, we have a lot to execute on. Jennifer just walked you through the product strategy. You know, we're massively focused on building the right relationships for the long term. As you can tell from the booth, we've made considerable investments in our products, our capabilities, our brands, our distribution. And at the end of the day, I think we're going to have a productive 2026. Sales may not go where I want them to go, but I think we'll be pleased when we wake up if we execute against those initiatives.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, you and I the other day, if you think you can, you can.
Yes, right? That is correct. If you think you can, you not only can you, but you will.
You will. Okay, guys, thanks for spending time with our audience. Again, been talking to Jennifer Zimmerman and Brent Emore here in the AHF product space, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.